Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss satire. So what is a satire? Now satire is something which we have all heard about, all read about, but let's begin with a definition. Satire can be described as the literary art of diminishing or derogating a subject by making it ridiculous and evoking towards it attitudes of amusement, contempt, scorn or indignation. Now this can be a good starting point towards understanding what is satire. But a satire is different from comedy. And it differs from the comic in that comedy evokes laughter mainly as an end in itself, while satire derides. That is, it uses laughter as a weapon and against a butt that exists outside the work itself. And the butt or the subject of the satire may be an individual, can be a type of person, a class, a community, an institution, an entire nation, or even mankind. For example, if you have read Jonathan Swift's work called Gulliver Travels, especially in the fourth book, the narrator is somewhat criticizing entire human race. And satire has usually been justified by its practitioners as a corrective of human vice and folly. And Alexander Pope famously said that those who are ashamed of nothing else are so of being ridiculous. So there is a difference between satire and comedy. Comedy is just to make people laugh, but satire is done for the purpose of correction, bringing out some reform. Now, in the field of literature, there are numerous examples of satires. But before that, let's talk about the types of satires. We have discussed the basic definition of satire. What is a satire? What is the purpose of satire? So what are the types of satire? One very famous type of satire is Juvenalian satire. Second is Horatian satire. Aur uske baad aata hai Menippean satire. And this Menippean satire is sometimes also called Veronian satire. Theek hai? So you should know the difference between Juvenalian satire, Horatian satire and Veronian satire. Or sometimes which is also called Menippean satire. Now what is a Juvenalian satire? The speaker in this is a serious moralist who uses a dignified and public utterance to decry modes of vice and error which are no less dangerous because they are ridiculous and who undertakes to evoke from the readers contempt, moral indignation or an unillusioned sadness at the aberrations of humanity. So the purpose is to decry modes of vice and error or protest against vice and error. And good examples can be Samuel Johnson's work called London, okay, his poem. And then another poem by Samuel Johnson is called The Vanity of Human Wishes. Okay, The Vanity of Human Wishes, which came out in 1749. These are good examples of Juvenalian satire. Okay? After that comes Horatian satire. Now, Horatian satire is named after the famous writer Horace. And Horace himself described his aim in writing satires, which was to laugh people out of their vices and follies. Okay? This was his aim. And this is what the aim of any Horatian satire is. The speaker in a Horatian satire is urbane, very witty and tolerant, and who uses a very relaxed and informal language to evoke from readers a kind of wry smile at human failings and absurdities. And the speaker is generally moved by amusement rather than indignation at the folly and hypocrisy of human beings. So in this aspect, Horatian satire is different from Juvenalian satire. Now after that, Menippean satire. And such satires are written in prose, usually with interpolations of verse, and constitute a miscellaneous form often held together by a loosely constructed narrative. And a prominent feature is a series of extended dialogues and debates in which different characters from different backgrounds and points of view serve to make ludicrous the attitudes and viewpoints they typify by the arguments they urge in their support. From the field of English literature, a good example can be Thomas Love Peacock's work called Nightmare Abbey. Okay, Nightmare Abbey by Thomas Love Peacock, which came out in 1818. Uske baad ek aur work hai by Aldous Huxley called Point Counterpoint. Okay, Point Counterpoint, which came out in 1928. And there are some works of Lewis Carroll that are also called Menippean satires. And famously, Northrop Frye, the famous critic Northrop Frye, classifies Lewis Carroll's two books about Alice in Wonderland as perfect Menippean satires. Okay? What are the other examples of satire? At the very beginning, I had discussed the famous work of Jonathan Swift called Gulliver's Travels. This is also an example of satire. Uske baad, the Earl of Rochester has also written a very important work called A Satire Against Mankind. Okay, this is the title. A Satire Against Mankind. This was published in 1675. This is also a good example of satire. Uske baad, John Dryden's work called MacFlecknoe. And this work satirizes the author Thomas Shadwell. And Thomas Shadwell was a rival of John Dryden. Uske baad ek famous work hai, Volpone. Okay, Volpone by Ben Jonson. And this work satirizes the type of person whose cleverness or stupidity is put at the service of his cupidity. So, from an exam point of view, what are the things that you should know? One, what is the basic definition of a satire? How is satire different from a comedy? Of course, broadly speaking, you can consider satire as a kind of comedy. But every satire is not limited to being a comedy. Okay? After that, you should know what are the different types of satire. For example, Juvenalian satire, then Horatian satire. After that, Menippean satire, which is sometimes also called Veronian satire. After that, some examples of satire. And from modern times, there are some important novels or works that can also be classified as satire. For example, the famous novel by George Orwell called Animal Farm. Okay, Animal Farm, this is a political satire in the beast fable tradition and specifically on the Bolshevik or Russian Revolution. Then there are some examples of dystopia that are also satires. For example, George Orwell's other novel called 1984. This is also a good example of satire. Then there is a famous novel by Aldous Huxley called Brave New World. Okay, Brave New World. This is also a good example of satire. And then there are some more recent examples. For example, the famous work by Martin Amis called Money. Okay, Money, which came out in 1984. Then Ian Sinclair's work called Lander's Tower. Okay, Lander's Tower by Ian Sinclair. This one came out in 2001. Then the novel written by V.S. Naipaul called The Middle Passage. Okay, The Middle Passage, which came out in 1962. This can also be considered a good example of satire. And of course, it is a good example also of post-colonial literature.